Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The runway. Shake up. with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manila Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Segment. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44509. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Lesway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Satan for Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. The ball will end at 5 a.m. Cash categories, grand prize, open to all Vogue performance, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include open to all runway, $250. Fem Queen Realness, $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Vogue Realness, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there. T2T, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway, $500, open to all realness, $500, open to all best dress, $1,000, open to all safe. Car, you understand it. And eight other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Sirens. Get ready. T2T, Tech to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Fem Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Fem Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are here live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station where you could definitely get all information ballroom, honey. You could definitely get all ballroom gossip, all ballroom shade, all ballroom tea, and all the knowledge that you needed to know about ballroom, honey. We are here, we are live, and we are on the air, honey, and it's going down. I want to give a big shout out to all my girls that's in the chat room. I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriend that listens to the radio show all the time from LA to City. Honey, I want to give a big shout out to Tanae and all her girls that have their blog talk party every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Jersey. Big shout out to Nay and her girls, honey. I want to give a big shout out to my Banshee Cunt girlfriend that I grew up with in the projects. Honey, she's listening to the show. She listens from time to time. I want to give a big shout out to Roxanne, honey. How you doing, Roxanne? Enjoy that tax return, girl. How you doing? I'll be getting my real soon, honey. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's on the phone live and everybody that's listening to the show, honey. I want to give a big shout out to all of y'all. We're here. We got a lot. I don't know what topic we're going to do, honey, but it is definitely a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your chest? What the fuck is on your breath? However you feel about it, if you want to get it off your breath, feel free to definitely pick up the phone and definitely call in here and get it out off your chest and off your breath. But what I want to talk to y'all about before I go and get my girlfriend, because she's hitting me up on Facebook and telling me she's on the phone lines and she's ready to come on. But what I want to talk to you about is all you fake and phony bitches out there, Miss Thang, that want to sit around, Miss Thang, and I put this in my elite chat room, Miss Thang. All you fake and phony bitches that want to sit around and spill gossip and spill tea, and then everybody wants to attack my girlfriend, Miss London. Why do everybody want to attack London? Everybody wanted to attack Rhonda. Now they want to attack London. They're going to attack the next person that comes after London when London decides she wants to fade away and just be London. They're going to want to attack the next person. But you shouldn't be wanting to attack London. You should be wanting to attack the nearest bitch that's standing next to you. Because the bitch that's standing next to you, like I said in the elite room, the bitch that's standing next to you, your girlfriend, your friend, your house member, your BFF, your Ace Boom Coon, your Pride and Joy, those are the bitches that's sending the motherfucking tea to Miss Motherfucking London to spill your motherfucking tea. So those should be the bitches that you want to really attack, people that's in your circle that want to give you a bit of you bitches of 5 minutes and glory and fame, Miss Thang, girl. They want to use your name to be popular. But I was having an epiphany and I wanted to think about doing something, but I don't know if I'm going to do that. But we're not going to waste no time. I'm going to go straight into my girlfriend, Miss London, honey, and see what she has to say about all this madness. So, switchboard, pump the beat.
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta,
Malta,
European Vogue. You have to Vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty. You're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
What's going on, London, my dear?
Hello, Kelly. Hello.
Hello, my darling. Hello.
Hello. It's a lot going on, my Miss Hopes. It's a lot.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
Yeah, but right now I'm actually getting my tea together, so actually call your girlfriends.
Call my girlfriend who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, honey. Baby, it's just so much going on. Everybody
but
wants
honey,
to attack
like,
you, London.
Yeah, like what you were talking about. They say it's a lot of people getting blamed, so I might as well give in. But I don't understand it because it's called karma. They read people in these rooms, but they don't expect karma to come back and bite them in the ass.
Yeah, Sonny. It's definitely karma. And you know what I learned? It's definitely a lot of karma going around. Beyonce definitely made a great song when she made What Goes Around Comes Back Around, Hey Baby, because a lot of shit that's going around is coming back around to bite bitches in their motherfucking asses, and now bitches are mad. I don't understand why everybody is so fucking mad.
Me neither, but hello, chat room.
Yes, hello to everybody in the chat room. To you private callers, we don't take and we don't accept private callers. So for all you private callers that keep calling in here, y'all will not get through here on this show. We are not accepting private callers. We don't have time to play games with you private callers. So please stop calling in private, because Switch Trade will take you off the air, or Switchboard will take you off the airwaves. No more private callers. Okay? How the fuck are you doing, honey? Baby.
Sometimes the private callers makes it hot, but, you know, sometimes they rib.
Yeah, but, you know, when they real disrespectful, nobody has time for the disrespect and the nonsense of the private callers. I don't have time for that this season. Honey. Baby, but I was just gagging at how so many people want to attack you, and I get so many messages in my inbox about the girls attacking you, and when they see you at the ball, how they go to mold you and everything.
I know, but then they see me and walk right past me. I don't understand it.
The girls walk right past you, and they stand and have conversations with you and be spilling all types of teas and everything, and don't even know who they spilling tea around.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's a bloody mess, honey. I don't want nobody to mold Miss London, honey, baby, okay?
I know, but Kelly, so if a bitch gets slapped because of me, I'm sorry. It might be something you did a long time ago that caused you to get slapped.
Oh, yeah, because he did say that a bitch is definitely going to get slapped. What they actually said was, the bitches that standing next to me, it's definitely going to be the bitch that's going to get smacked, because they know that's London. So I said, I'm going to make sure that when I walk around with a bitch that I want them to smack, honey.
But Kelly, I don't even hang around you like that.
I know, but they think you do. They think I know exactly who you are, which I don't know. But if I did know, I wouldn't tell anybody. But, man, Charlie Miss Wanda Jenkins used to spill everybody tea, and the girls used to want to beat her and attack her and all types of things, you say. But you know what? They did come for Miss Tom. They did try to come for Miss Tom because of Miss Wanda.
But you know what, Kelly? Since they want to be all goody-two-shoes, I'm going to spill everyone's tea.
Oh, what tea you want to spill? Hold on, before you spill that tea, we got a couple of callers. Let's see what the callers want, honey. 585-371, you're live on the air. 515-371, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Oh, God.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Keisha, what's going on?
Hey, London.
Hello, Kish.
Ellie?
Yes?
Watching drag, RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, I think it's horrible.
Thank you. Did you catch Miss Jiggly Caliente?
Yes, girl. I remember her when she used to walk drags real this back in the day.
Wait, but why is her gum so big?
No. Catch the shade. There was a rumor that she was a femme queen. She was moaning. And when I saw on that show, I said, wait a minute. There was a rumor that when she was doing her little thing, she was becoming a femme queen. So I don't know if that was a rumor or she was becoming a femme queen and decided not to do it.
Wow, baby.
And another thing, I have a question for Kelly. I thought for reality TV, if you have a record, you cannot compete on those type of shows. One of those competitors had a record, and she had the nerve to say, yes, I was locked up for X, Y, and Z. And
well,
the two of them out there that
you
know that have potential to do whatever the case may be, but because they have a record, they cannot perform, they can't compete, or what have you. So I'm a little perplexed about the situation.
No, but I think you can have a record, but you can't have an open case or a warrant when it's time for the show.
Got you. So, Kelly, who's your favorite? In London, who's your favorite?
RuPaul.
London is the key.
Who's your favorite so far?
RuPaul. I really don't know because I'm not really using none of them.
I thought it was me.
I'm not really using none of them this year.
You know why? You know why you don't really see them? Because of the fact, I think RuPaul wanted to change the criteria. He wanted everybody. He wanted old, young, you know, not so good looking, dingy, come from around the way, the girls who try to make a statement. He didn't want the polish, the girls who's been in the scene for a minute, whether they perform or do drag. Because when you look at them, they all look amateur-like. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not really using none of them at all.
He has a drag on there that was in a lot of movies and TV shows.
Oh, the white cunt?
Yeah, she's actually funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really using none of them as of yet. I have to still get into them. And, child, mistake. Some of those girls' teeth, mistake. You know which one is really cute, though? It's the little one that looks like the cunt.
Yeah, the
yeah.
little one. I call her Lil' Kim.
I think she's the cutest one out of all of them. The rest of them has a lot of flaws, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to go into a lot of their flaws. But, baby, I thought Tyra's teeth was fucked up. Miss Mama's teeth is worse than Tyra's.
Which one, the big one?
Yes, baby. Oh, my God. I said I want her to win so bad so she get her mom done.
What's up with the two of them got their cheeks done? She did in the Miss Motherfucking, the Shea.
What about Shea? She actually does look like Shea.
What she look like, London?
No, she looks like a Shea protege, a little something.
Oh, I'm going to fuck you up, London. London don't be having it with the girls. I really have a bad stiff neck, honey. I need to go get me a massage tomorrow.
I know, and I have chest pains.
You got chest pains? That's not the first time I heard about somebody having chest pains today. Somebody else had chest pains today, too. Are you going to the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Definitely good to go to the hospital. Keisha, I want to thank you for calling in, Keisha.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay.
All right,
the next caller we have is 646-553. You're live on the air.
I'm a woman.
Huh?
I'm a woman.
If that's what you believe.
I am a woman.
Oh, they're gone. Are you still there? Okay, I guess not, honey. Okay, the next caller is 347-365. You're live on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing, London? How are you doing, Kels?
I'm doing fine, Alexis.
What's going on?
Nothing much is going on with you. How are you doing, Alexis?
I'm okay. Getting ready for Birthday Bash 2012 in Atlanta this weekend. Okay, Kelly, you know I didn't get the whole show last night, and I see a lot of threats is being thrown around in the elite room. In London, stop talking about my friend with his chest pains.
London's gone.
Oh, London want to play the mute game now?
Yeah, London went on vacation. She said she had to do. London said she had to go outside and smoke her black and mild. She'll be back.
Well, what is going on, Kelly? I missed everything last night, and I have been in and out. I haven't really been in the room today. What did I miss? Can you catch me up?
Well, it's a lot going on, honey. The girls want to mold Miss London, honey.
From the team from last night?
Yes, the girls want to mold Miss London, honey, because, well, what I got, the message that I got from Miss London, since Miss London hit me up, she said she's on her cigarette break. She said she'll be back after you're done. She said, the tea I got from Miss London is, she said, well, you sit and you spill everybody tea, and she wondered why you don't spill the Chanel tea. She said, well, since you're not going to do it, she had to find a way to get the Chanel tea. And she got the tea, and she's going to continue to spill it until you be fair and spill everybody's tea and stop holding on to the Chanel's tea.
But, Callie, what London Seller realizes is just like, doing everything, that's still my home. So, you know, your loyalty lies to your home. But, London, you shouldn't feel like that.
So, and that's what it was. And that's what happened. So now, our local Revlon wants to mold Miss London when he sees her. He said he's going to smack the shit out of any bitch that's standing close to me because he knows that that's Miss London.
Well, Chanel. All right, Kelly. Put me back on hold. You coming out tonight?
No, you going out?
Country wants to go out, so I'm thinking about it.
Girl, well, you let me know if you're going out, honey, because you always say you come out and never come out.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, if anybody else is on the phone lines and you have anything else you'd like to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. The phone lines are definitely open, and, you know, we can definitely, get y'all up on the line, honey. I want to play this game. I've seen this game in a lot of chat rooms, honey. I've been seeing a lot of games in a lot of chat rooms. So we should play this game tonight, honey. Bitch. And it's what bitch should give it up? Bitch. If you know a bitch out there that you think should give it up, and you're not scared to call up here and say, I think that bitch should give it up, please.
Honey,
feel
am
free
I
to
back?
Bring... Oh, you're back, London?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is she gone?
Yes, Alexis is gone. Why did
you
hit it?
About that game, should I spill it now?
Yes, go ahead, spill it.
Okay, over in their little elite rooms or whatever you want to call it, they have a little game called Who Should Hang It Up and Who Should Keep Going. I'm just going to give a little hint so far, but I'm going to give you a little sip. Actually, you can get the whole tea at my chat room, which is called London's Tea Party. Everyone's invited. But one of the topics was Andre is good to go, but Cabbage Ebony needs to hang it up.
Oh.
But you can get the rest of the tea from my little room. Thank you.
Well, London has her tea that she's going to spill in her room, Miss Day. But if you're on the phone lines, honey, and you want to talk about that, honey, baby, feel free to definitely press 1, honey. And then, you know, maybe London has some other names that she can add. Let's see who this is. 703-867, you're live on the air.
Are we still playing the Who Should Give It Up game?
Yes.
Yeah, we just thought it.
Okay, good. I'm right on time then. I think Charles Christian should give it up.
And why is that? You gotta when you tell a name, you gotta tell us why you think this person should give it up too.
Okay, I think she should give it up because she votes like a virgin that needs to be chopped.
Ooh. Wait, you think she needs to walk Tall Boys Runway or something like that, right?
No, I think he needs to go back to the chambers and practice.
Oh, my gosh, you're so harsh.
I'm real.
Bloody.
I know, that's right. Private callers, we're not playing with private callers. So private callers can't play this game. If you're gonna play this game, honey, you're going to play this game with your area code and your first 3 digits of your number. We're not going to play this game with private callers. Y'all don't play fair. Okay. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Kelly, can you post my tea party room inside of the chat room, please?
Oh, hold on. Let me get in. Can you put me in that room? Oh, my God. Everybody wants me. Everybody. Oh, my God. Alexis just commented on the ballroom official radio station chat room. It said, London, you kicked me out.
Bloody, she found out.
Oh, London's being really shady. Hold on, let me. How do I Let me see. How do I get the link for the chat room? Honey, I don't know how to get the link for the chat room. Y'all got to tell me how to get this link. My computer does shows over here. Hold on. I'm going to add a couple of names that I have on my list that listens to the radio station, honey, that want to get added to the room, honey. Some of the girls want to get added to the room. I don't even know where's the room. Oh, okay, hold on. I'm trying to get some of y'all added to this room, honey, because I don't know how to find the link so y'all can just add yourself, honey. So I'm going to add your name, and if London accepts y'all, then she accepts y'all to the room. So if y'all on the radio station, if y'all on the radio station chat, just hit me up on the radio station chat box and let me know that y'all want to be added to the room, and I will add your name to the room. And if London accepts y'all, then she accepts y'all, honey. So just hit me up and send me your name, and I'll add y'all to the room. And if London accepts y'all, she accepts y'all. Because this is her private room. She works this set, not me. I'm just going to send y'all names over.
Well, basically, bottom line is I have way more tea that I can be spilling, but I keep it cute. But since I'm public enemy number one, I'm going to make it hot. I'm going to spill so much tea, uncensored tea, no holds bar tea. If I post a new Facebook room, I will give you a sip on the radio and pour you a full cup in my room. Okay?
Oh, Miss Love is not having it. Miss Love is not having it with the girls, honey. Baby, I got so many people that's hitting me up on my fucking inbox, honey. It's really crazy, honey. So many inbox messages coming through. Would like to be in London's room. Hold on. I got so many messages, London. You just caused a fucking pandemonium on this fucking radio, London.
Because earlier the little ladies tried to kick me out of their little room, so I just want to prove to them that I'm much fabber than they are. You know?
Well, you is causing total chaos and pandemonium over here. When I tell you I got so many fucking messages coming through my fucking inbox right now of girls that want to get into your room, honey. I don't even know. Wait, hold on. Oh, my God. It's just too much. Oh, my God. Switchboard, can you help me out? Can you please give me the link to London's room, Switchboard? Oh, my God. I can't do all of these names. I got too many inboxes open up on my screen. Honey, hold on. I'm going to get the link from Switchboard, and I'm going to put it in the official boardroom radio station room, and then y'all can go there and get in the room. Stop hitting me up on my inbox. I got too many inboxes coming in.
Kelly,
and y'all
Kelly,
crash
just tell
my computer.
Them to add me on Facebook and I'll take care of it.
Yes, add her on Facebook. Her name is London Space Bridges on Facebook. Y'all can add her on Facebook and she'll add y'all to her room where she definitely spills all her tea and could definitely give you a cup full, honey. Baby. And if y'all look on the link that I sent out for the radio station promoting the show, London's page is on the bottom of that link. That last link is London page. I think it is. Oh no, that's the radio station. I took it down. I don't know. It's too much. London, you caused a total pandemonium over here, honey. Oh, my God. Now, the girls are sending over messages. I don't know if I should read the messages. But if y'all, all the rest of you girls that's online, honey, if y'all don't want to call in and say who should give it up, y'all can definitely hit me up on Yahoo at my old screen name at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com and tell me who y'all think should give it up, Miss Thing. Or you can hit me on Facebook. Also, and give me the name of who you think should give it up, and we'll definitely spill the names out here on Facebook. We're going to take a commercial. We're going to take two commercial breaks, and I'm going to be back with these words after these words from our sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manilo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. The Cleveland Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 5411 Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44509. Commentators for the evening, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Lesuade Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Satan for Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. The ball will end at 5 a.m. Cash category, grand prize, open to all Vogue performers, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include open to all runway, $250. Fem Queen Realness, $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Vogue Realness, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Third Virgin Vogue, $50. The Cleveland Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012. 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there. T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway, $500, open to all realness, $500, open to all best dress, $1,000, open to all safe. Car, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Sirens. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Are we live?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, sorry. Oh, I thought I was talking. I was on mute. Honey, but like I was saying when I was on mute and didn't know I had my phone on mute, if you would like to advertise anything, your ball, your party, yourself, or anything that you're selling here on Blog Talk Radio /Tins of Chops, definitely feel free to hit me up on Facebook, or you can definitely hit me up on Yahoo, or any way you know how to get in contact with me, hit me up, and we can definitely make that happen for you. You know, this is definitely the number one station where you can definitely get all information ballroom, and definitely it's the hottest spot on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night where all information goes everywhere, all in the 52 states and all across seas and everything. Girls listen to this show. So this is definitely the place where you need to be promoting your motherfucking shit. How the fuck you doing? Hi, London. What's tea, girl?
Hello.
What's tea?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just sitting here in my little room.
Your little room?
Yeah.
What about your little room?
So I got a couple girls to come inside my little room, so I'm just going to make them wait for the tea that I have.
Oh, you got to make them wait? You got some tea for those girls?
Yeah, I can't give it too fast.
Mm-hmm. Can you add me, London? Thank you. The girls is hitting up. When I tell you... I'm gagging at all the requests that we are getting for the radio station chat room right now. I'm gagging at all the inbox messages that I'm getting from the girls want to be added to London's to the tea party. It's just a mess. Oh, really, honey? So what's your tea, Miss London, honey? I need some tea, honey. What's going on? Can I get a sip of something?
So what do you want to sip of?
Whatever you got over there.
So I got that they're trying to say that London is coming for the elite room. I'm actually not trying to come for the elite room. I just did. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't. Yeah. I cannot. I really can. Thanks for the ad. Oh, my God, I got so many people asking for the... so many people that want to be added to this radio show. It's just a mess here. It's really a mess here tonight. Honey. So who said you're coming for the elite room? The elite room is really elite.
The elite room is supposed to be elite. But it's actually not that elite.
Why is it not that elite?
Basically, it's a whole bunch of sit-at-home knots in there, actually.
I don't think it's a whole bunch of sit-at-home knots.
Well, that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's definitely your opinion, honey. But I don't think it's a bunch of sit-at-home knots. I think it's a lot of girls.
No, it's actually some in there that I live for.
Are you live for some of the girls in there?
Some, a selected few.
Really? A selected few. Miss London, you're really. Hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. I got so many messages. Hold on. Oh, my God. London, you are causing total pandemonium and chaos over here, honey. You really are.
Because
I got so many girls that's hitting me up. Her name is London Bridges on Facebook. Hit her up, Mistake, and she can add you to her row, Mistake, okay? Girls, please, honey, with all the... with all the hit-ups over here, honey. But I want to get back to Miss London. I want to get back to Miss London and the girls in the elite room. I don't know why you feel that these girls are this way.
honey.
So what is your question?
Why do you feel these girls is about to send her home not?
Well, basically, I actually log on there and I check and see, and it's actually they are on there 24/7.
I don't even think that you're really in the room, honey. I think somebody from the room is giving you the tea. That's my actual opinion of the situation.
It goes both ways, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh my God, honey. Maybe, I don't know, but girls, if you're on the phone lines, our game is still open. This is the problem that I have with the girls. The girls want to sit, and this is why everybody wants to mold Miss London, because everybody wants to sit back and motherfucking sit London the team is saying, instead of y'all girls sitting up here and coming and voicing your opinion on how y'all feel about people.
They should actually be paying me homage because I speak for those bitches.
Hmm. Well, hold on. We got a private caller. Let's see what this private caller wants. Do you want to take the private caller?
Oh, go along.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Yes.
I think masculine destruction should hang it up.
Yo, why are y'all doing it? Fem was supposed to call into the radio show, but I don't know what happened with her calling into the radio show. But I think y'all need to leave Fem alone.
I think you need to leave Vogue alone.
No, don't do that to her.
You did it to herself.
Honey, baby. Okay, thank you, caller. Okay, the next caller we have is 252-327. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. You're gone. But somebody just hit me up and said that it's definitely true. I'm absolutely right that it's everybody's girlfriend that's spilling all the tea, and they also said to tell you, London, you're not doing anything wrong.
Well, I bloody thank you.
Ernie, so, baby, But I'm just gagging that you're coming for those girls in that room. I don't want you to come for them. Why we can't all just work together?
No, they actually came for me for no reason.
Because this is becoming a mess. This feels like when all the radio stations was open, honey, and all the girls was battling with different radio stations. That's what this feels like. Like it's a battle of the rooms. I want to know who's going to have the hottest motherfucking tea. Will it be the elite room or will it be the tea party? Who's going to have the best tea? I want to know where am I going to sip from? Honey.
You know, the elite room is only a limited amount of people, so, you know, they're not going to invite everybody, so it's going to be my room.
So you invited everybody to your party?
Yeah, my little tea party.
And how you know it's only a limited amount of girls? How you know everybody's not in there?
I'm always there.
I wonder how. Honey.
And it's almost like everywhere I go, I see the same hoe. So, you know.
You're a mess, London. You are a fucking mess, honey. I wonder why all you girls are just sitting here. It's so many girls on the phone lines, and everybody is just sitting here, and they're just listening to me and London just talk. Oh, my God. For all of this, I can get on Uber and talk with some of my girlfriends, honey. Hold on. We have the legendary icon pioneer R.R. Chanel International is on the phones with us, London.
Hey, London.
Hello, R.R.
How are you?
Hello, I'm
hey,
lovely.
Kelly.
Hey, R.
Listen, I just got on, but I heard something about there's a battle with the different rooms, the chat rooms. What's going on?
Go ahead, London Todd. What's going on? What you doing?
So basically, it's a little, it's not really a battle. You know how David and Goliath, they had their little fight. But it's not really a battle. It's just, they're trying, you know, let me smoke my block in mine. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say this. From what I gather, it sounds like the girls with no ratings are trying to build their ratings by going to the girls who have ratings. So they're trying to get on the girls who have ratings so their ratings can go up. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense. But London said she's going to shut the shit down.
Oh, you're about to tighten up your motherfucking corset, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to make these girls tighten up their buttholes.
Yeah.
London, you are a fucking key honey, maybe.
I love it. The girls would yell for you if they didn't.
Basically, I'm just sick and tired of the girls trying to say that they're going to come for me when it's the girls in the rooms that read all day and they think karma's not going to come and bite them back in their ass.
Well, you know, life is like a boomerang, honey. Whatever you throw, it always comes back. And more towards of Octavia.
Right back.
Mm-hmm. So don't let it stress you out, sweetie. Let me tell you something. I've been where you're at, and if you weren't doing the right thing, it wouldn't be happening. So don't even worry about it. And the best way to get back at somebody is just to pay it. Because 9 out of 10 times, they want you to feed into it.
Oh, you know, I'm not stressed at all. I'm not stressed.
Okay.
Well, I just got two messages that came across my Yahoo screen. And I'm going to read the two messages because we was playing the game on who should give it up. So two names just came across my screen, messages came across my screen from Yahoo. Somebody said Marcus X and Scotland need to give it up. She never even started. Give it up. They also said Jody Balenciaga, X Balenciaga, excuse me, needs to give it up also. So.
So it's the give it up night.
It's the give it up night. Who the girls think should give it up? But nobody's calling in to press a 1, but everybody will send their names to London or they'll play it in the chat rooms. But nobody wants to come on the radio show and play. I don't understand, honey.
Kelly, they would never.
Why you don't think they would never? They do it in the chat rooms.
That's all.
Well, why don't you give the girls a get out of jail free card and tell them they can disguise their voice and say what they want to say just for tonight only.
Oh, well, yeah, we can do that. We'll take some private callers in the Give It Up game, and let's see what the private callers have to say with the Give It Up game. And so if you call them private, we're going to give y'all one night only tonight on the Give It Up game, honey. Feel free to press 1 at this time. Don't take advantage of it, honey. Give it up. The next caller we have is 267-979. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I think Anthony should give it up.
Yeah, who?
Anthony should give it up.
Anthony who?
X Herrera.
Anthony Ebony, that little face?
Yes.
Why do you think he should give it up? You got to tell us why.
Because he's late. He needs to sit down somewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. Well, Anthony X Herrera Ebony now, Father Godfather Ebony, the girl says you need to give it up. Your face is washed. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
How about Shay Shay the Destroyer should give it up?
Shasha the Destroyer from Chicago should give it up. Why?
Yeah, him.
Why?
Because he looked like a football player with lipstick.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, they said Shasha should give it up. I don't know why. Shasha's a cute girl. She's definitely a cute girl. London, who do you think should give it up?
I'm not going to get into that.
Why not? Yeah. We're playing a game.
You know the girls would be truly mad at me.
Well, I want to hear
you. Is the conversation they should give it up because they're not good at what they're doing anymore, or they should give it up because they've done enough and it's time to let other people get their life?
It could be both.
It can go both ways, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I think Andre should give it up because he's done enough and he's made a name and he needs to let these other girls get their life.
Okay. I think Spitter should give it up and stop spitting on the mic and give another girl a chance. Somebody like Tree.
London, I want to know your top three. Give it up. You said Spitter, a.k.a. Kool-Aid, Selvin, Khan. Who else?
Okay, who else? Did Nicola give it up already?
No, Nicola's on break.
Well, I think she needs to give it up.
And why?
Well, basically, it's not 1993 anymore. You don't wear jumpsuits to balls.
Oh, Lord. Your next one?
Who else? Oh, Jodie, definitely. Jodie, I don't know what house she's going to, but she just needs to just take a break from the ballroom.
And why is that?
Because she made a complete fool of herself. She went bloody mad for no reason.
Oh. Damn. Well, if you're out there and you're on the phone lines, or you're on the phone lines, or you're on Facebook, or you're on Blog Talk Radio chat, and you think somebody should give it up, you could definitely send me a private message on the Blog Talk chat, or you could definitely send me a message on Facebook and tell me who should definitely give it up, honey.
Well, Kelly, who's your three?
My three? The girls that should give it up. Let me see. Honey. Oh, my three of girls that should give it up. That's hard, honey. Oh, I got one. I got one.
Go ahead.
I think that Alexis X Chanel, X Ebony, now 007, should give it up.
I think that
Khadidra, Ebony, Cavassier, St. Clair, bitch, I can go off on, should give it up. I think
that
Marco Herrera should give it up.
All right, that's your three. You're on a roll.
That's my three. Ready?
I would say Lola Ebony should give it up, but she's too much trapped in with the face and everything, you know?
I'm gonna fuck you up. Oh my God. So I guess somebody else must be said that to you too, because somebody just said that to me. Somebody just said that to me on Yahoo that Lola Ebony should give it the fuck up. Honey. Hold on. Alexis, you're live on the air. Alexis.
Kelly, you said you think I should give it up?
Yes, honey, I think you should give it up.
How do you think I should give it up, Kelly?
I just wanted you to press one hit. I just wanted you to press one, honey.
I'm here now, so what's the beef? London, why are you coming for the elite room? We haven't done anything to you.
Letty, you know, Alexis, your voice reminds me of swimming.
Honey, oh my God, honey. The girls are definitely sending over names, honey. So if y'all got any other names that y'all would like to send over, definitely send them over. I'm definitely taking names, honey. I'm on Yahoo on my old screen name. So y'all can definitely send me names, honey. Baby. And so I don't want nobody to feel some type of way when I start reading these names, but I'm definitely going to read every name that comes over here. Somebody just sent me a message. It said, Janice should give it up. Janice Blahnik, Chanel, Karan, or whatever house she in. They said she should give it up. I don't know
someone
why, but that's the name they sent over to me.
Listen, Kelly, what face kids do they think should give it up?
Oh, what state? Oh, yes, Alexis, I put you back on hold. But, yes, we can definitely do the state. What ballroom state that you think should give it up, Miss Day, and stop having fucking balls, bitch? Press
Ohio.
Your line, honey.
Ohio, definitely.
Ohio. Why Ohio, London?
Just Ohio.
Honey.
The name speaks for itself.
Oh, shit. 856-759, you're live on the air. 856-759, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
I think Storm Valentino should give it up.
And why?
Because she's late. Her runway is late. She should get it from Jay Blonick.
So then you're
saying what
are
you trying to say
late.
About, so that means that you think that Jay runway is late?
No. I'm saying
so why
that
is her runway late? You said she get it from Jay.
Because Jay's runway is over to me. To me, Jay's runway is over. So I don't know about that one. Because Jay's a walking bitch. I got to give Jay his props on that one.
But I definitely want to thank you for calling in. If you got any other people, just feel free to press 1 and press 1 again, and we'll bring you back on. The next caller we have is 585-371. You're live on the air.
He said, which face kid I think should give it up? I think Anthony, whatever house you're in now, should give it up.
And why do you think Anthony should give it up?
I just don't see it.
Okay, thank you. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, I think the whole house of Blonick should give it up.
And why is that? Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I think that new face kid, the LaCroix boy, I think his name is Josh or something, I think he need to give it up.
And why is that?
Because he's mimicking Josh Malone, and he's not him. He needs to get to do his own thing. He's too feminine, and nobody can do it like Josh Malone.
Okay, thank you. Somebody just sent me a private message on Blog Talk Radio, and they said they think that the House Extravaganza needs to give it up. They only have 3 active members that walk, Parrish, Giselle, and Edwin, and they need to go to another house. Give it up, Extravas. Okay. So if anybody else would like to send any messages, y'all can send them over to me. Y'all can send them over to London.
What
we are definitely
read
them and get them out there, honey. The girls are definitely. Somebody says Sean St. Clair needs to give it up, honey.
What
somebody also said they think Virginia and Alabama should give it up.
I agree to that too. Yeah.
Maybe the girls are definitely sending over names. Somebody said Nicole Kahn needs to give it up, honey. The girls are sending over names, Miss Thing. Names are definitely coming. Drop the names, honey. We have a problem with saying them. 404-434-839. You're live on the air on Give It Up Tuesday. Give it on up.
I think Richard should give it up.
Who?
I think Virginia should give it up as far as the ball scene.
Oh, Virginia?
Yes.
And why do you think Virginia should give it up?
Time out.
Huh?
So they got too much going on. They got too much going on. They're always fighting at the walls for no apparent reason.
But you don't
People
think you don't think they can fix it and clean it up?
I don't see it. Judges don't see it.
Okay. Well, the girls said, Virginia, thank you. If you want to say anything else, just feel free to press 1, honey. The girls
are
definitely,
you know who I think should give up doing drugs and making long speeches at their balls?
Who?
Ebony.
Your fucking mouth, buddy. Bitch. Hold on, I got a couple of more names that the girl sent over to me, and then I'm gonna go to my Virginia caller. Somebody sent me a name and said Corey Aga needs to give it up. He needs new clothing items, honey. Also, hold on, cause my thing is going off, honey. They, oh, bitch. Oh, now they're coming for you, Somebody said should give it up. He's so fake and phony and two-faced it. Hold on. I got all these messages coming up. The House of Elite should give it up. Hold on. Oh, my God. I got so many fucking things. I got Facebook is going off. My cell phone is going off. Blog Talk is going off. Oh, my God. I got so many fucking messages. Somebody said, wow, London. They just sent that message over, London. Hold on. We have... Oh, hold on. We have a caller. 757-327. You're live on the air.
Yeah. So the comment, they said Virginia should give it up. I think that's some bullshit. I mean, whatever went on this past weekend, I mean, I think that's just some problems that they got on going on between ourselves or whatever. But for you to just say that, Virginia has a lot of talent. And, I mean, if y'all was to bring y'all out-of-state houses and come to Virginia, I'm sure we wet asses out. That's just straight up.
Okay, thank you, Valen. Okay, the next caller that we have on the air, welcome back to the radio station. It's the legendary icon herself, Andre.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing fine, Andre. How are you doing?
I'm good, but I only came up here for one reason, because I don't really try to get on these radios no more because it's too much madness to me completely. One is, please tell RR to leave my name out of his mouth. If you can't battle no more, I don't have anything to do with none of that, period. I don't bother nobody. I don't argue with nobody. Just let me be completely. And then it started not even only today. It started before with something with the old group that he said that was facetious too. I do not bother RR, period. I thought he was a friend. I see now. I see differently.
Andre,
just let it go. Completely.
See that, Dave?
Right. He never said anything bad about you.
Be quiet. I'm talking to Andre. Andre, you and I had this talk before, and you told me, and I already know. You're going to do this because you enjoy. Huh?
We hung up.
It's all right, but let me explain something to y'all. Andre, I like Andre. And when I say give it up, I know Andre only walks for corn. So I'm not pressed about anything that Andre does. Andre lives to be a ballroom person. Okay, that's his thing. All right? Just like you said about Alexis, you just needed her to press. I know if I say Andre, it'll get him sparked or he'll come on the radio. I don't have nothing against Andre. You know, Andre, don't go there with that, because I may not be a friend like, you know, a Judy girlfriend, but I'm not Judy to you. And I would never be Judy to you. If anything, I always defend you. So for you to call in and think that I'm being Judy, I'm not being Judy. All right? So at any given time, you want to feel free to give me a call. You can give me a call. I'm not being Judy. And for anybody out there that thinks when I say, oh, Andre should give it up, I'm just talking in terms of the fact that Andre's a great competitor, and he should give it up to the new kids and allow them to get their grace and come through. But I don't blame you at all, Andre, when you walk, and you walk for whatever categories have the coin. So don't get it misinterpreted.
Okay, so I'm saying it now. Andre needs to give up walking balls to pay his rent.
Well, don't go there with that, London, because at the end of the day, that's why everybody walks balls to pay something, you know. And it's you know what, this is the whole thing that gets me. We all try to bash each other in regards to why people walk balls, but we all still walk balls. I don't walk balls anymore, and the only reason I don't walk balls, yeah, it may be true because I can't compete against these new girls for runway, and I wouldn't try to. What the fuck I look like walking my old ass down a runway with somebody who's 10 years younger than me, okay? Yes, Andre has the ability. He has the look. He has the body form. He has the creativity. All well and good. I'm not saying anything to be Judy. And for the person that said I was two-faced or whatever the case may be, I've never been two-faced. Any motherfucking thing I got to say to somebody, I'll say it to your face just like I said on the motherfucking radio. And if you don't like it, we can dance. Because at the end of the day, ain't no bitch-assness over here. And I don't need my house to back me up. I don't need my house to back me up. I'm a grown-ass fucking man. I'm a man. I'm not no fucking faggot. And Andre, I do like you. In spite of what goes on with you and other people in my house. All right? So clean that shit up right now.
Oops.
Moving right along.
I just got another message, and they said, Hosello X Milan needs to give it up. Only walking hand performance. He needs to use those hands to jerk that little ass fucking dick.
us. The girls are going in, honey. They said Remy, somebody hit me up and said, oh, Remy Man Ivisu needs to give it up. When's the last time he won? Oh, y'all girls are not having it, honey. Oh, my God. I'm not, y'all girls in these messages, I'm not going to be reading these messages and y'all reading these children like this. Oh, my God, honey. Baby, y'all are going in, Miss Thang. I don't know, Miss Thang. I want y'all to call in here, Miss Thang. Y'all can call in here and make and change y'all voice and everything, Miss Thang. Because these things y'all saying, Miss Thang, are harsh, Miss Thang. Girl, and I'm asking the girls to tell me why the girls need to give it up, Miss Thang. And the girls are telling me who should give it up, and they telling me why. But the things that y'all are saying about these people, oh, my God.
Ellie, send it to me. I don't mind. Thank you.
Oh, well, baby, honey, oh, my God, the things these girls are saying, Miss Thang, it's just, oh, it's just
like you said to me earlier, don't get upset. Don't let it bother you, okay?
I'm not letting it bother me, but it gets under my skin when somebody that's a pioneer, that's an icon, and... You know, they feel that they thought I was a friend, but they don't. They say, oh, I thought you was a friend, but now I see you're not. And this is the second time you did that. And I know what he was referring to. And when I judged that ball that time, when he walked and I gave my point to Mark instead of him, I just did it because I was judging on the person's look being fair. But he took it as I should have gave him my point if I was supposed to be his Judy sister. But I don't take Judy-ness and sisterness on the panel with me. I'll chop my own kids, you know. And like I said, I respect Andre. I like Andre. Now, him and another person in my house may be having issues and they don't get along, but that has nothing to do with the relationship I have with Andre. I think Andre is a very creative individual. I give him props for being the founder of his house, and I give him props for being able to have longevity in the ballroom. That's what makes a pioneer. So whenever you hear something that I say, don't take it serious, because 9 out of 10 times I'm just saying it because I'm joking or I'm sparking it so that you could come and tune in or whatever the case may be. I'm just not there. And as far as anybody telling me that I need to, what they said, I need to give it up. Bitch, I gave it up a long time ago. Now I'm doing what I should be doing, letting you know who I am, why I am, and what I'm capable of.
I know that's right. We got two more callers. 917-617, you're live on the air.
Just a quick comment. I just want to tell to just forget about it, only because, you know, you've been friends with Andre for so long, and I live for both. I live for Andre, and I live for but, you know, you're not going to get anything settled over the phone line. So just, you know, let it go. He just wanted to air whatever problem it was. He did, and now when you see each other on the street, just try to talk it out. That's all.
You're right.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is a private caller. You're live on the air.
I think the whole season 4 of RuPaul Drag Race needs to give it up.
Why is that?
They're all crude.
Kelly, have you seen the whole new crew?
Yeah, I did.
They all a hot mess.
Yeah, they are. Honey, I don't know. The only person that I think that's up there that actually gives me the potential to actually to win is the little one. All the rest of them, baby, they need so much work done to them.
No, let them get their life. Let them get their life, their little drugs.
Everybody's here. Too. Everybody's on the line and wants to get their life, honey. That's what this is for them to get their life. Honey. Baby, all the girls want to get their life, honey.
Well, go back to the reads, Miss Kelly. I want to hear what else they're sending you.
Child, the girls are sending me so many things. I don't want to read these things that they're sending me. It's just so disrespectful.
Oh, okay.
Girl, and I don't want to, if they want to say that, and,
they should be able to call in and say it, even if they disguise their voice.
Wait, someone sent me a message and said he couldn't with his dirty ass. Fuck you, RR, you ugly bitch. Hello, 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 hello.
He couldn't. That doesn't even make sense. If you're going to read. If you're going to
Makes sense. You know who needs to give it up? A lot of these illiterate little queens.
Exactly.
Really, like, give it up and go back to school.
Reading is not something that you practice. It's something that's in you. And it's already instilled in me from day one. So anybody that wants to get into a read with me, open up the lines, honey. I'm here.
Wait, hold on. My fucking computer just froze. Oh, wait, hold on, chill. Oh, hold on. I'm trying to get my computer together. Hold on, girls. Bitch, what the fuck? Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. 513-310. You're live on the air. Sorry, my computer is freezing, girls.
I just called to say how you doing, Kelly.
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Only Kelly.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, wait. Hold on. My phone is going. Hold on. My phone is going off, honey. Oh. Child. This is factful. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm waiting for Switchboard to get back to me, honey. Yeah, the girls are being really disrespectful. Hold on, I waiting for Switchboard to get back to me, honey, with some with the next numbers and things. Hold on, my board is really acting up. Hold on. I don't know. Oh my God, hold on. Is my mouse going dead? Hold on, my mouse is going dead. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44509. Commentators for the evening, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Lesway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Statement to Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. The ball will end at 5 a.m. Cash categories. Grand prize, open to all Vogue performance, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include open to all runway, $250. Femme Queen Realness, $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Thug Realness, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012. 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there.
Yes, we are definitely back. We're definitely back from our commercial break. And we have the legendary Mother Divine Chanel all the way from the West Coast. It's live on the phone lines with us.
What up, what up? How are you?
We're doing fine, honey.
I'm sorry I couldn't tune in earlier. I was in an interview. I was doing another interview, filming an interview out here.
We're playing, today we're playing Who Should Give It Up and Why.
Playing what? Who Should Give It Up and Why?
Yeah.
I think Divine needs to give it up.
London, why do you think Divine should give it up, London?
Because I don't want her to speak to me and I won't speak to her.
Girl, what?
London's mad because you didn't speak to her.
London, I love you. Don't do that. You already know all these girls want to whoop your fucking ass, girl. Don't start, London. What up, bitch?
Honey, baby, it's alive. It's definitely alive, but we're definitely live back on the air. If you're on the phone line, we're definitely taking callers. If you're on the phone lines, we can definitely Kelly Shell. I think Ronnie needs to give it up. Oh, somebody in the chat room said they think that Ronnie Prodigy needs to give it up. I didn't see any names. Y'all girls are saying names in the chat rooms. I didn't get to see none of the names because I was on the phone line. My computer was doing shows, honey. Baby. So, Divine, do you have any girls that you think should give it up? Oz on the phone with us also.
Yes.
Is Oz still there?
Ruby!
Yes. Is Oz
Hi,
still
Ruby.
There with us?
Hello.
Yes, she's still
Ruby.
There,
Oz. Hey, Mama.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. I think the girls that are after London should give it up because you're never going to figure out who this bitch is.
Thank you.
I saw some of your pics today, bitch. You were sitting.
Oh,
no,
thank
she wasn't.
You.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that, London. You stop. Why? I have to find out who you are.
Oh, my God. I think
join the
ever,
search.
I,
join
you
the
know
search.
What I think the girls need to give it up? And I think it's ridiculous. I think whoever is putting up these pictures of these handicapped people on World Star Hip Hop needs to give it up. I think that is ridiculous and it's horrible.
Oh, my God. Oh. Are you talking about the one that was slobbing doing Beyonce's dance for you?
Yes. I think that is horrible. I think that is horrible and it's so untasteful and disrespectful for these girls to put up pictures of mentally challenged people and videos on Facebook and on World Star Hip Hop. I think that's horrible, and I think that needs to be given up.
But RuPaul has a show of men in wigs, so is it the same thing?
So you're trying to say that they're mentally challenged?
Yeah, most likely.
I think that's horrible, and I think the girls need to give that up, Miss Thing. And then, you know, another thing that I definitely wanted to talk about, that everybody so bad wants Kelly to be so positive. So, like I told y'all, when I'm not on the radio show, I'm a very positive individual. So, all weekend long, and for the last couple of days, I've been going into all the different chat rooms, Ballroom Institute, all the different rooms that has over hundreds of people in the room, and I have been putting my positive quotes up in the room. And all my positive quotes only get 5 to 6 comments or 5 to 6 likes, Miss Thing. But I see when the girls talk about gossip and the girls talk about shade and the girls just talk about boardroom things, it gets over 180 comments and everything. So I guess it's not me that needs to change my show. I guess it's y'all girls need to change y'all mentality and the things that y'all have going on with y'all. I don't think that I need to change anything I'm doing because I try to do something positive in the rooms and talk positive, and nobody likes it, honey. So I guess it's not me. I guess y'all need to be censored.
I just got a new Give It Up.
Yes.
They said the new father, Loco Revlon, should give it up before he starts losing streak, and Kamara Blahnik should give it up.
Oh? Huh? Huh? Oh, my God. Maybe. Already? The girls are giving it up. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I know you do. I know you do. You comment. You definitely do comment on everything that I put up. But I'm just talking. I'm just talking about. I'm not talking. I'm not fingering anybody out. But I'm just saying. I do this. I do this to see the reactions that I get. Because I can tell, I can read my quotes on the radio show. But I do this to see what reactions I'm going to get from the girls. And it's very lackluster with the reactions that I get from the girls.
What you
London, tell those girls when they send you those messages, we need to know why these people need to give it up. We just don't want them to say this person needs to give it up. We want to know why.
Okay. No, but to go back to that little video of the little child, I think she was actually doing a good job.
No, I think that video was horrible.
Oh,
I think that video was horrible, and I also think the other video that I seen a while ago of the boy with no legs dancing on his hands doing Beyonce is horrible.
No, there's a little drag out there that has no legs that's voguing.
And what?
What?
Yeah, she's actually
where?
No,
where?
She's in her duck walk the whole time, but she's actually attempting to vogue, and she likes it.
That is
I think those videos
are so horrible. I think those videos should be taken down off of YouTube. I really do. Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller is 513-310. You're live on the air.
Okay, I think London need to give up that tired ass accent she using, as well as some
bloody
pictures she keep posting up on Facebook about the handicapped children. And me personally, I love Father Rodney Prodigy, but it's time
so
for
you're
him
my
to sit
friend,
back and
you're
let,
my friend on Facebook. You think I need to hang it up?
Can I finish, London? Don't be
go
rude.
Along.
Be polite and be nice and let me speak. You'll have the
go
air
go along.
Second. Yeah, you are so long, just like your accent. But getting back to what I was saying, I love Rodney. I live for him. But Rodney need to realize he cannot walk 20 categories a night. He need to let some of these other people get a chance to walk as well.
Okay.
Let me know where you are as my friend on Facebook so I can look at your pics and key out you.
Oh, you can take a look at my pics. It's Kevin Smarter Than You, Mac. Take a look at it, baby. It's no shade.
Kevin!
And trust me, London, everything is real. I ain't buy nothing at Home Depot.
What's that
like
name?
Flick the plot.
What's he?
He's trying to say a lot of girls use Fix the Plot. It costs
$29. Oh, no, sweetie, I don't have to shop at AutoZone or Home Depot. I get my car detailed at the dealership. They take care of any and every problem. And, again, I say let go of that fake accent. It's not too appealing.
Oh?
But there's people that like it, so you can go back to the chamber.
Well, child, it's wearing me out. You're trying
Wait,
to sound
so
like
why,
the proper
why do you
bougie,
listen to
but
the
it's
show?
Sounding horrible.
So
because
why
I enjoy listening to the show. That's what it's for us to listen, not for us to bash one another. But I've been listening for 15 minutes, and you've been letting everybody
have
like
you came,
up on
okay,
the
look,
And
look
I'm pretty
out
sure
you said
sad.
It's not for us to come and bash others, but you came to bash me.
Yes,
oh,
because
so
I had
funny.
To slow you down. You were riding a horse in a race that wasn't going nowhere, baby.
But no, I'm going to continue to ride that horse, and you can continue to sit
well,
in the chambers and just listen.
Eventually,
so
eventually
go along
that horse
and listen.
Go, so
all you have
right
to do
now,
is listen to the
nowhere.
Show. Just listen to the show. Press one.
You
thank
listen
you.
To the show. You press one.
I'm not going to acknowledge you anymore. Thank you.
Goodbye, London.
Are you done, Carla?
No, I'm listening, Kelly. I'll be speaking a little bit more. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you got anything else to say, feel free to definitely press one at any time, and we'll definitely bring you back on.
Thank
like
you.
I said earlier, Ohio needs to give it up. Thank you.
All right. Is that caller from Ohio?
I think my caller, I think 513 is Ohio.
Oh, Ms. London, you is at the girls is at you tonight.
I know.
They said you need to give it up.
I've seen several posts about people want to whoop you today, London. What's the tea?
I know. I wish I still had my penis. I would tell them to suck it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you're a tranny.
Yes, thank you.
I thought you was real current.
Now, why are you playing?
I look real pump.
Now you pull, Now, how did you think that was real cock,
Oh, Kelly, don't you even. No, Kelly, you know. I
now,
don't
Kelly's coming for you.
No, I'm
I
just
know.
Saying, I'm just saying, bitch. How did you think that was real cock? Did you hear that voice? What was cut about that?
Kelly, actually, my voice is much cunter than yours, than that voice that you use.
I don't try to make my voice cut, honey. I am what I am. And I say what I say and I do what I want.
I'm my own special creation.
Honey, the girls is not playing with London today, honey. London has the Revlon's ready to mold her, the Chanel's, the Escada's. The girls that want to get into the house, the garçons, and everything ready for
house,
her, the miseries and everything.
The house that we can't mention, yes, launch. I have another.
Oh, well, you know, the house we can't mention. Everybody wants to mold you, girl.
What did you do to the garçons? Who was trying to get into garçons? I missed that tea. Dish, redish.
I don't redish. You have to go back to the archives. Thank you.
Oh, girl, London. Oh, my God. I can't wait till they find out.
I have another give it up.
Well, who is it?
They say AJ, the house we can't mention, need to give it up for her performance. It's dry and boring. And Cash Ebony need to give it up. Bitch,
oh.
You are not pretty to walk pretty boy, realness, and you're a tired-ass father in the Kiki scene. Bloody.
Oh,
okay.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Oh, and about Loco and Camaro, they said Loco has never won as an Ebony, and he would never be real enough to walk as a father of the house.
Oh. I just got a message, and they said the Revlon is not going to touch you, London. Hold
and
on.
I bloody thank you.
And that was from the Icon. London, your Ohio caller is back on the phone line. Kevin,
oh,
you're live on the air.
Hey, London, how you doing?
London's not talking, Kevin.
I see.
Wait, but isn't your house not supposed to be on this show? Didn't you have, like, a boycott about this?
Last I checked, I was a 35-year-old grown man. I do what I want to do, baby.
Oh.
That be the reason.
What house you from?
The house is right here.
Oh.
Kelly,
yes.
Kelly, she has to go. This.
Oh, my God. That's like Rumpelstiltskin. You can't say it three times in a row online, honey. Something's bound to happen.
Definitely not three times in a row.
That's that shit.
Lumpy don't
want to
play with
host.
You no more, Kevin.
Oh, I want to go. What'd you say?
It was never a game. I don't play games with dirty old men that cruise around and look for 15-year-old boys.
You sound like a 15-year-old boy with something caught in your throat.
Oh, thank you, but no, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. Have a nice night.
You
okay.
Know,
okay. Okay, hold on, the next caller, Kevin London, don't want to play with you no more. 240-581, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, London.
Hey, Naima.
I just want to say,
you,
love
you
so
forgot dead,
all dead.
On the phone.
Huh?
Wait, say that again?
You forgot
all. Oh, what's up, Oh, I'm sorry. What's up,
Hey, baby.
I wanted to say, Lenny, you're a bad bitch. I live for your motherfucking voice because, bitch, you talk for 2 to 3 hours, sometimes even longer than that, and you do not crack. You're a bad bitch. I was just talking about you earlier in one of the rooms earlier today in the juice room, and, bitch, I got to say, bitch, the girls, you got the girls gagged because that voice, yeah. You're a bad bitch. You the only one that has ever been on the show whose voice never cracked.
That's really her voice.
I don't know how you do it. Well, maybe so, but I don't know how you do it. I don't know what you drank or what you eat, but you's a bad bitch because the girls are gagging. You got to go sweating like roaches to light, honey, trying to figure out your tea.
You're
talking about London,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Devon.
Yeah.
London be all over the place, honey.
You don't have any give it up.
Naima, you don't have no give it up, Naima?
Naima, do you have any give it ups?
I think the girls need to give up going to Virginia, getting pumped, and looking like robots. That's what I think the girls need to give up. They're ones that be down there pumping those girls, making them look like iRobots. Need to give it up.
I tell you, them motherfucking bitches look like they pump with transmission oil. They angry, like look like Decepticons and shit. You can't be fucked up. We don't call them bitches Decepticons. Them Decepticon looking ass bitches.
They are the lions, honey. The tigers and the bears. Oh my.
I know that's right.
Oh,
but they don't fuck
with the Decepticons. The Decepticons, baby, don't fuck with them.
But yeah, that's what I think. You know what? I really don't have. You see, a lot of girls think I'm shady. I am, but see, if I were to say who I think should give it up or who shouldn't, the girls be ready to get mad. They know who I am. So
well,
I'll just say.
Well, let them get mad, man. What the show's about, girl. Don't come on here trying to hold back. What you got to say?
Just listen. We'll be back on home.
Well, Naima, say whatever you got to say, or anybody, if y'all got anything y'all want to say and y'all scared to say it, honey, send it over to London.
You
know, she knows what I'm saying.
Kelly. Naima, you playing?
Kelly.
Naima, you playing?
Kelly. Kelly.
Yeah.
Naima,
I got a new one.
Giving up Decepticon tees.
I got a new one to add to the
list. Oh, honey, because she's not going to give it up.
Kelly, you ready? I got a new one to add to the list. What escort should give it up?
Oh, shit. OMG. Yes, girls, let's talk about what escort y'all know out there that's escorting and should give it up. We could definitely do that one, too. And, oh, bitch, you know what? I'm going to take private callers for this one. What escort should give it up and what girls is out there that's still using magic should give it up?
Yes.
Ooh. Magic.
What's magic?
Yeah.
Honey.
What's magic?
Magic, Black Market.
Oh, everybody stop it, please. Take it from me. You don't want none.
Take it from me. You don't want none.
Baby, tell Ruby, tell him about that knock-knock. That knock-knock is very
okay.
nasty.
Wait,
you guys know what? I found a gay-away pill.
A gay-away pill?
Yeah, it's actually, I posted a picture on my page. It says, stop the craving for misbehaving.
What?
So, you know,
oh, my fucking OMG, bitch. If y'all are London Page, mistake, and a whole tea party room.
Oh, God,
bitch.
London.
I'm gagging. It's really a picture that says gay away. It's really a pill, bitch, that says gay away, bitch.
So what happens when you take it? You die?
I think you be straight when you take it. And it's extra stress.
It's a straight remedy.
What?
How long does it last? Is it like Viagra? It lasts.
No, you have to get the maximum strength one, the maximum strength.
Ooh,
oh, my God, what if it really was a pill you could drop in a bitch drink and turn them straight, and you hear the girls are going up to the bars just popping them in people's drinks, girl, and it makes another girl feel some type of way, honey, and don't want that.
So, London, who do you think should get the gateway pill?
That would be horrible, because then, look, what if these girls, they'd be stuck still feminine and acting like you know, like one, but they really don't want that. That would
be
fucked up.
It would be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Ooh. I need them girls to take that. Get my.
Wait,
Kelly,
did you ask me a question?
Yes, I said, what girls you think should take the gateway pill?
Who do I think? Okay, no show. I think Andre needs it, so don't call him. I think she needs it.
Why would you say that?
Somebody just sent me over three names of escorts that should give it up. They said D'Anthony Balenciaga should give up escorting. Trophy Allure should give up escorting. And they also said Joelle, the name we can't mention, should give up escorting.
Are these the people that they say getting dragon escort, or are these they're just doing their boy thing escorting?
I don't know what they're doing, but they said they need to give it up escorting.
Okay.
I don't know how they're doing it or what they're doing it, but that's what they said. Those are the names they said need to give it up. So if you're out there and you're on the phone lines and you know people that should give it
Kelly,
up.
Kelly, they're missing the punchline. You can say who's giving it up, but you have to also say why they should give it up.
Oh no.
That's the punchline.
Well, girls, if you out there and y'all ready to call in and tell us why, or y'all want to send me a message over Facebook, or y'all want to send London a message, or you want to send it to me on Yahoo and tell me why these people should give up escorting and why they should give it up, feel free to definitely press 1 or call in here. And
so, wait, we're talking about escorts that should give it up?
Yes.
Oh, no, Shay, I think Maya Herrera should give it up and just get a pussy. A pussy.
Jesus. Somebody just hit me up, and I don't know who this person is, but they said TJ Allure needs to give up escorting in drag. She looks a fool in drags. Hard brick.
Oh,
I don't even know who TJ Allure is, honey. I don't even know who that person is, but that's who they sent that name over to me.
Are they talking about Miss Malva India? They talking about India? TJ used to be Aga.
Oh, I don't know who they're talking about, but that's what the name they sent over. They said Athena Khan from Boston needs to give up Gordon. She only charges $40 and $50. Give it up. Honey, the girls is a mess, honey. If y'all got any other names or anything, send it over on Facebook, honey. Send it over on in the private chats on Blog Talk. If you want to say honey, and we'll definitely get it out there. Private, call us. You're live on the air.
Yes. I think that Jody X Auger needs to give up prostituting.
Oh, why?
Because this dick is a little shit.
Okay. Thank you, Corla. If you got anything else,
feel free to press one. She supposedly has a business.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see the video?
Was that an advertising commercial?
Somebody just sent me another message on Facebook, and they said Ginger, the house we can't name, needs to give it up for escorting with those wigs and those something, child. Honey, but that's what they said needs to give it up. Hold on. They said somebody just sent me a private message on Blog Talk and said Paris Extravaganza needs to give it up now that she has her pussy.
Oh, she does?
That's what they said.
When
somebody
said
in the chat room said Lola, that we can't mention, needs to give it up. Honey. Oh. So we have a caller. 585-201, you're live on the air.
Somebody said Athena Khan. Well, they need to tell Athena Khan to stop trying to have the girls in Western New York because she inboxed a lot of the girls in Western New York trying to sleep with them.
Oh, shit. Thank you, caller. Did she inbox you?
She inboxed me. She inboxed a lot of us.
Oh, okay. Thank you,
caller. What did she say? What did she say when she inboxed you?
Well, go ahead, Devon. Go ahead.
I can't hear you.
So what exactly did she say when she inboxed you?
When she inboxed us, she just be like that she'll pay for us to come to a bar. She asked about our dick sizes. She say we too cute to be feminine and shit like that.
Oh. Thank you, Kwana, for calling in.
She be trying to have the girls on Uber and everything, like show your dicks and then tiny chat and all other kind of crazy shit.
Oh, my goodness. So she's not trying to entice you to come to a ball, and she's trying to get to your ball.
Basically.
Okay. You call her.
Yeah.
Anybody else that's on the phone line, feel free to press 1. Somebody from the chat room said Marco needs to stop paying the escorts and the schoolboys. Give it up.
Oh. Yeah, I heard a little something. They said she likes to lay on the bed with her on her back and just lay across the bed with her back with her head hanging off the edge of the bed, and they just drop the dick in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
You know how you feed the whales a little fish?
I'm going to fuck.
I have another give it up.
Okay.
Lala X Escada, the house we can't mention, needs to give it up. Her performance is tired, and she makes the whole house look bad.
Oh, Lala?
Yes.
Oh, she fell off? She was so hot at one time.
Well, I just need to say, I think that Lola is just at her pinnacle of getting started, so I don't know why she should give it up. I like Lola. I think
Lola.
Lola,
not Lola.
Lala. I said Lala.
Oh, because somebody else before said it.
Somebody said Pork Chop X Ebony Prodigy. Oh, no, Pokey. Excuse me, Pokey X Ebony Prodigy needs to give it up, escorted, and get it slayed by everybody.
Oh?
They said that she needs to give it up.
Kelly, did you say Ginger got in drugs or her nose got in drugs?
Oh.
Oh, I don't remember what they said. I closed the inbox because I got so many fucking inboxes. I never knew that you could have so many fucking inboxes open at one time on fucking Facebook. I had so many fucking inboxes open, I had to close them all because I don't want my computer to shut down. Somebody said pork chop corn. Somebody in the chat room said pork chop corn needs to give it up.
Kelly, somebody said that Lola, the house we can't mention, charges the dates but sucks the butch queens for free.
Oh, well, what you do in your personal life has nothing to do with what you do with your job.
Well,
bloody.
Yeah. So I guess she gives buy one, get one free.
Well, these girls are a fucking mess, honey. Somebody just sent me a message and they said T.S. Candy, a.k.a. Mother Tempest Blahnik, needs to give it up. Stop escorting.
Oh. They say the girls is a mess, they say. The girls know the girls are fucking work names and everything. This thing is a mess.
Oh, no.
If y'all got any other messages, Miss Thing, and y'all would like them to be read across the air, feel free to definitely send them over, honey. Send them to me or send them to London, and we'll definitely
Kelly,
get them.
I got two more.
Oh, go ahead.
They said Sanaya Ebony needs to give up escorting. Isn't she like 40? And Iman Exigada, now Balenciaga, needs to give it up. He got his ass out on BGC.
Friday.
Bloody.
Baby.
Wait, another one. Anaya Christian needs to give up escorting now that she has the medical degree.
Oh. Ayana, you mean?
Yeah.
The girls are going ham tonight.
They are.
Baby, they're going ham. I don't know why all the girls just sitting on the phone line, Miss Dang Girl. Let me tell you something, right? The girls are just sitting here on the phone line, and the girls are just listening, Miss Dang. Why is everybody just listening, Miss Thing? I gag how you got the girls are so, the y'all girls are so fucking pussy, Miss Thing. And I'm gonna continue to say this, and I'm gonna continue to say this. Y'all girls are so fucking pussy, Miss Thing. Y'all bitches would rather sit here and send this shit to London, send this shit to me, bitch, and have us read y'all motherfucking shit because y'all scared to come up here and voice y'all opinion because y'all scared somebody gonna knock y'all in y'all fucking mouth. Y'all are so motherfucking pussy, Miss Thing. I can't wait till the motherfucking
but didn't
day
you hear them
I'm ready.
Get out of jail free card that they can disguise their voice?
Yeah, but it's not even about disguising their voice. I can't wait till the day that I decide to end this motherfucking show. I was just talking to Jasmine about this earlier. I can't wait till the day that I decide to end this motherfucking show, Miss Thing Girl. And take this shit out with a bang, Miss Thing, and just post everybody over the 3 years, bitch, who was sending shit.
I got a new topic.
What?
Who should stop sleeping with other people's lovers?
Yes,
ooh,
it is.
Shit! Bitch, hold on. We got a caller. Right, hold on. Oh, bitch. OMG. 856-759, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I think they're Aphrodite.
Yeah. That's what I gotta do.
I didn't hear him.
You said what, Corla?
They're Aphrodite needs to give it up.
Because...
Okay, thank you, Corolla. He said he thinks Eric Aphrodite needs to give it up. Hold on, we got to take a commercial break, and I'm going to be back right after these words from our sponsors from North Carolina.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown. Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Von Allure. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize. $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize. $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Fest. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, we're back from our commercial break now. Oh, what was that topic again?
Who should stop sleeping with other people's lovers?
Who should stop sleeping with other people's lovers? We have a caller, 646-650. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. So, you know, first I have to get this off my chest first. I'm listening. I'm sitting home relaxing with my baby. And I hear somebody came for Sanaya. I have to say, I love Miss Sanaya. She's fab. She's always been fab. And there's a lot of girls that probably half her age that can't do what she does. I have to get that off my chest first. But the real tea is Japan, you came up with the whole ex-lovers and stop sleeping with them topic. Japan needs to stop sleeping with Andre's ex-lover. That's the real tea.
Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Okay, honey. You don't open up a motherfucking can of fucking worms.
I always do.
Baby. Honey, if you on the phone live and you got anything to say about the topic that we just changed to, feel free to definitely press the one, honey. Bitch, we are here on the air, honey, and we're definitely taking your calls. London, Devon, are y'all still with us?
Devon, London.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes. Devon in London, are y'all still with us?
I'm here.
Baby, I'll just change the topic. Did anybody send any of any messages?
Who should stop sleeping with other people's lovers?
Oh, wait. So does Brandon still live in that house? Wait, so you mean that Brandon is the ex-lover and he has another room and is sleeping with Japan now?
Oh.
310-993. Hello? 310-903,
you're live on the air.
There's an echo
in
there somewhere.
No, we made a topic, no.
Javon's background is loud. I had to mute her.
Yeah.
What you said, we made a topic of what?
I said we made a topic. I was asking, does he still live in that house?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I haven't spoken to Andre in months, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, maybe he'll come clarify it.
What'd you say?
I said maybe he will come clarify it.
Yeah.
A lot of tea is coming in. A lot.
Well, what's coming in, girl? Fill my cup. I'm thirsty. Hello.
London.
I'm going to spill it. Let me light my black and my hose on. Be right back.
Oh, London's about to spill it, honey. Hold on, let me see if Devon got back to being, so we can hear her. Devon? Okay, Devon's background was loud, and I put her on hold, but now she's Not there at all, honey.
She'll call back.
Yeah, she will. She'll get back in here, honey.
No, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
What's going on?
It's a lot. It's too much. I don't want nobody to get mad at me. I'm just reading what they send me. I'm trying to get it correct.
Well, somebody just sent me a message. Yes.
So basically, Brandon and Andre broke up, and Brandon started fucking Japan. So Brandon moved into the same house that Andre's in. Now Japan and Brandon are both I can't say the name. Now Japan and Brandon are both living downstairs, and Andre is upstairs crying every night.
Girl, oh my God, she's a mess. Somebody just sent me a message that said Vicky Gotti needs to give up escorting. That pussy is tired. Gigi Ja already fucked it so many times. The girl is a mess, Miss A. The girl is it's a mess, Miss A.
So the girls won't somebody to do a drive-by on me.
Who said that?
I get a lot of threats.
They sending you threats?
Yeah.
You saying, why do girls want to do a drive-by?
I love it, though. It makes me laugh.
I'm gagging at y'all girls. I'm gagging how y'all girls sit and y'all threatening this lady and all types of things and say, it's a mess.
It makes me laugh.
Why so much, honey? Oh my God! OMG!
You know, a lot of dogs bark but never bite.
Well, you don't want none of these dogs to bite you. The dogs in the States is not
Wait.
Good dogs bite to get bit by
Trust
London.
Trust me, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Do you have a tetanus shot?
I really don't want to get bit because I don't want to turn into a vampire.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We got a caller. Oh, no. 585-201, you're live on air. 585-201, you're live on the air. I guess not. Okay. Why are the girls playing? Nobody, I don't understand. The girls are so boring, Miss Thang. Girls want to always send over shit, Miss Thang. I'm tired of y'all girls sending over shit, Miss Thang.
Is there a lot of private callers?
It's a lot of private callers, let me see. No, it's only about 6 private callers, but none of them pressing 1. Nobody wants to play, honey.
That's
nobody
tired.
Wants.
That is so tired. They have a show where they can voice their opinion in a very open forum and still enjoy themselves, but they don't want to take advantage of it. I don't.
Hold on. Now we got a private caller that wants to talk. Hold on. Let me see what this private caller has to say.
Well,
you're live on there.
Hello?
Yes.
I think Al Vernia needs to give up making these fake groups so he can molest little boys.
What groups are you talking about? I want to know what groups they talk about. Everybody keep always talking about these different rooms, Miss Thing, honey. Where are these different rooms at? Honey, the girls be in all different rooms, honey.
Kelly, if no one's going to call in, I'd rather go to Vogue Night and just get a little train.
Oh, you going to Vogue Night?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, I might have to tip out to Vogue Night, honey, and come and see you.
Thank you.
Oh, so you're in New York this weekend, honey. I don't know if I'm going out to Vogue Nights tonight. I have to call my sister and see if she wants to tip out. But are you going to be in Philly this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna have to see you. I'm definitely gonna have to see you in Philly this weekend, honey. London's going to be in Philly this weekend, girls. Honey, make sure you tap me on my shoulder. I'll see if I can get Al Bernie in the picture on the judges panel.
I'm supposed to be judging already, so if anyone wants to see me, they can see me.
Oh, you're judging already?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I know, that's right. London's going to be in Philly this weekend, and she's judging. Which one are you? Are you judging the Breakfast Bowl or the Bowl on Saturday? Which one?
Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Let them try to figure it out. Then they can figure out who she is.
Oh. Okay. Well, London will definitely be in Philly this weekend, honey. Baby, it's going to be a mess, honey.
Did Divine come back yet?
No, let me see. Divine, are you back, Divine? Divine? No, Divine didn't come back. Honey. Baby, no, Divine didn't come back yet, honey. I don't know where Divine at. She said
so where
she was
are you
going to
be
the bathroom,
this weekend,
honey. Huh?
Where are you going to be this weekend?
I'll be in Philly this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Philly this weekend. I'm going to Philly.
That's
going
to be
nice. Is coming out.
That'll be a nice little recap for Monday.
Yes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you coming out?
I don't do Philly. Mm-mm, I don't do Philly.
Oh.
The last time I went to Philly was me and Eric Christian Bazaar. So you know how long that's been.
Oh, yes, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they get really, they have nice functions. It's just that it's just so much drama all the time. Drama, 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 drama. You know what?
And it looks like the Boondocks out there.
You know what? I take that back. I restate that. I have been back since then. Because I went to that Prodigy Ball where Monica walked with the big globe on her head. And some child got punched in the face and on the judges panel and they knocked him out or something like that. And that's when I just said, you know, I'm done with this whole Philly scene.
Do
you remember that?
Oh, we have a caller.
So, Corey, are you going to buy me a drink?
Corey? Oh, Corey Aga?
Yeah.
Why you want me to buy you a drink at?
At Vogue Night.
Oh, shit. 240-581, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
Bitch. I am bitch, over here. Like the guy very bitch, I'm going to be in Philly and I'm going to be judging. You know, these girls are going to be on that doggone panel like, which one is this bitch over here so we can see how with a baseball bat I live. I'm dying over here. She was like, I'm going to be there this weekend. She's like, I'm coming out tonight. But you know the girls are coming out in packs, bitch, tonight and this weekend. Liv, I'm kidding. I'm getting my life so seriously.
So the girls are going to be coming out angry.
And the shade is you was keyed all the way to the bank. I fucking live. I'm sitting over here.
She be sitting right there in front of their face, and they don't know who she is.
They don't even know. And mind you, you got to get it. All the girls are going to be looking at the judges panel like, could it be him? Could it be her? No,
uh-huh.
I don't think it's her. Oof.
Okay, we know who those three are, and that's that child from Atlanta.
Right.
I can be giving some girls their winning votes. They shouldn't be mad.
Girl, I live. I fucking live. Like, you's a bad bitch. I live.
OMG. What happened? Wait. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all can finish talking. I'm trying to see what's going on with Devon. She just texted me. I mean, I don't even see your number in
the
line.
I got two more give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. Give me that
key. They said, Jock, the house we can't mention, and sell to give it up. Let the new girls chat. Those tired chants are jay and raggedy. Tired of paying money to see them chat. With that slice face and snug two face and dusty wig. Feminine Ooh. Destruction needs to give it up. Tired of smelling her rotten ass when she dips and seeing her tiny uncut penis. Oh, God.
Now, even you are for an hour this day.
Kelly, I'm going to have to say goodnight because my phone is dying, but I will talk to you girls tomorrow.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, good night,
are you sure your phone is dying?
I wouldn't lie to you, sweetie. I'm going to stay on as long as I can, but if it cuts off, you know why.
Okay.
Naima, you do not have to be falling out like that, Naima.
Kelly, bitch. I got tears, my eyelash is about to fall off. It's
okay. Oh,
boy. Baby. Honey. Okay, hold on. Divide is back with us. Sorry, Divide is back. Baby, Javon, London has Naima over here about to fall out her motherfucking
Stop.
Chair, honey.
Okay, she's going to go there because she's going to be on that panel in Philly.
Yes, honey. London said she's on her way to Vogue night, and Corey is going to buy London a drink, honey.
So everybody's going to follow Corey around
to
try to figure out who London is.
So what, London?
She's going to buy me two.
Oh, he's going to buy you six.
Oh, my
so
God.
He's a fat bitch. What do you drink, London?
Oh, I like Top Shelf, mostly. I hope she has it.
London likes top shelf liquor. She don't do cheap liquor, honey. I thought you was going to say you wanted a Long Island iced tea or something. You said top shelf.
No, I'm not an Amaretto sour.
Oh, you don't do Amaretto sour with the Long Island iced teas?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's right, London. What can
Goodbye.
I
did you, Goodbye. Did you hear what London just said?
Yes.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the read that she just said that the girl just bit her.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh,
I think the girl
can
leave feminine destruction alone, Miss Day.
Oh, you fucking were feminine.
No, she just said like a whole bunch of names. I was just gagging like, oh, you know.
You talk like that, girl. What you think she do? She has to run up on you.
It's too much here tonight, honey.
Kelly, are you going to Philly? Are you going to Philly this weekend or are you going to Detroit?
I'll be in Philly this weekend.
I'm going to Philly as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely be in Philly this weekend.
I wish I could be both. They should have just split one day. If they would have did them a day apart, that would have been fine.
I wish they would have been like one day was one and one day was the other, and I would have went to that. I would have definitely went to both of them. But my coins is right, but they're not right, honey, in a sense. You know, I'm trying to save them to go to the Bahamas, honey. I'm saving my coins to go to the Bahamas for my birthday.
You taking the husband?
Me and my husband, we're going on a 7-day cruise, honey, to the Bahamas for my birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
Baby, yes, I'm going to the Bahamas. Everybody's going to Miami to be gay in Miami, honey. I'm going to the Bahamas.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm telling all my girlfriends that's going to Miami not to go to Miami. It really doesn't make any sense to go to Miami. It's $1,150 for me and my husband to go on the cruise, and everything's included besides, you know, the stuff that we're going to do on the island. Everything's included. And if you go to Miami, It's $1,500 for the three nights for your hotel room, and that's not even including flight and eating and going to the clubs. It doesn't make any sense. I was trying to get all my good Judy's to go with me to the Bahamas, but everybody wants to go to Miami and be fags, so I'm going to let them go and be fags, and I'm going to the Bahamas.
So, London, you got any more tea? I know you said you were waiting to say something, I mean, to drop some other tea or something like that, or tell us something else, or you just going to wait?
Currently, no.
I can't hear you. What you say?
I said not currently.
Not currently. London don't have any
honey. You're
supposed to hurry up and finish drying so I can go to fuck to bed. I got to get up in the morning, honey.
I would love to see the girls.
I've got another one.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
So they say Felicity Mizer. Felicity, the house we need to stop mentioning needs to stop paying her house kids if her purchase. She ain't paying new Mizer.
We can't even hear what you're saying.
Hold on. I put Devon on mute for a minute because we couldn't hear what you're saying.
Felicity, the house we need to start mentioning, needs to start paying her house kids to fuck her till she paints a new Mizer banner. Bloody.
Mistake. My phone is about to go off, honey. Oh, no. That's my friend. It's calling me, honey. Baby. Hello, Divine? Every time I put Devon on hold and come back to her, she be gone.
She's outside somewhere.
Devon is out partying, honey. You know it's early in L.A., honey.
Yes.
It's definitely an early set in L.A., honey. Bitch,
yeah.
But to you girls that's out there, honey, I want to tell y'all, baby, please, girls, don't sit here and, you know, and send London threats to her Facebook. Everything that's done on the show is done for fun, Miss Faye. And if y'all really want to get mad, like I keep telling y'all, like if y'all want to really keep getting mad at London, don't get mad at London. Get mad at your girlfriend that's sitting next to you. Get mad at your house members. Get mad at your BFF that you sit and tell your tea to, and they tell it to one of your girlfriends and tell her, don't say nothing to nobody, and she sends it to London. That's how your shit get out there, okay? Don't get mad at this lady, because at the end of the day, this lady's going to be out at functions. She's going to be out at Vogue Night. She's going to be wherever she's going to be at. And y'all probably done sat and had conversations with this lady and seen this lady and all types of things, Miss Thing. And ain't nobody going to do shit to her at the end of the day, bitch. How the fuck you doing? But we about to get up out of here. I'm about to go finish drying these white clothes.
The one who said about Jock and Selvin, they said, real shit, watch your money in Philly. Arvernian crafts his balls, but he gives out his money from the sweatshop of prostitute he has. Just ask Amina Prodigy and her husband, watch your money.
Oh, you is a mess, baby. London is the best. Girls, come on, girls. We got 12 minutes, but I was about to get up out of here. Y'all got 12 minutes, honey. Send over y'all hottest motherfucking shit to motherfucking London right fucking now, honey, and let's make it hot.
So, Kelly, did you attend any shows for Fashion Week?
No, I didn't attend any shows this year for Fashion Week. I was supposed to go to the Couture Fashion Show because Diva Devana was in the show and I wanted to really go. But those fucking tickets be expensive, honey.
Oh, yeah. The tickets
was real expensive. And the show that I was supposed to go to that my girlfriend had tickets for, child, she called me at the last minute, honey. And you can't be last minute to go to Fashion Week.
I know that's right.
At the last minute. I can't do that. She called me and said, girl, I got two extra tickets. You want to go? Bitch, no, girl. Bitch, I need to get my new hairdo done. I need to get a new all-black outfit, bitch, with my fab bag and glasses and shit. Girl, it's last minute, bitch. So I didn't go. But I love seeing all the shows that Diva Devana was definitely in. She definitely did a lot of Fashion Week, honey, and I love that little girl. And she definitely has a lot of talent. And she has 2 more years until she go and audition for America Next Top Model, honey. And I know she's going to be on the show and definitely going to turn it out, honey. I love her. I love her so much.
She's everything. She's everything.
Yes, she's everything. So you got to give a big shout-out to Diva Devana. Got to give a big shout-out to Miss Carrie. And also give a big shout-out to motherfucking Timothy Smart, honey. Her makeup artist and her stylist and everything. I got to give a big shout-out to them. They definitely do listen to the show. I know Diva is asleep because she got to get up for school in the morning. But I definitely do love y'all and everything that y'all do.
And give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to all the real Butch Queen models that are in the ballroom scene but actually making a career out of what they do on the ballroom floor in the industry. That goes from the fashion stylists, hairstylists, makeup artists, and models.
Yes, honey. And I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to all the queens that is running around and y'all on these reality TV shows and everything. I want to give y'all a big shout out too, bitch. Okay, stop just having these girls have y'all on the sideline and let these bitches start giving y'all bitches credit for what y'all doing, Miss Thing, because they running around and they using all our words and everything in this show, honey, and don't even know the meaning of motherfucking half of the shit that they using.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to Incredible Hawk. You know who you are.
Incredible Hawk.
One of my girlfriends.
Oh, I thought you know because you
she's
gotta
in
ask
the
you, honey, because you know you're a shady individual.
Kelly, she's
hold
in
on.
The elite room.
In the elite. Oh my fucking god! Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I think the House of Garcon should give it up.
And why is that?
Because all those six stars have all those fake bodies and get all that fake work done in Mexico.
Ooh. Like who?
Like Arden and like half of their Atlanta chapter does.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Well, they
and also
good.
Their face kids, a lot of their face kids gets works done. Like Trey Garcon, he has work done. He got his cheeks done. He got his teeth done. You should see some of those pictures back when he was a Mugler. He was giving straight trade, and now he got a new nose and everything.
Why you needing Trey?
No, I'm just saying, we say who should give it up. I think he should give it up. If you don't have the real original Carter that you came out your mother's coochie with, then you shouldn't be walking face.
Well, I don't think Trey should give it up, honey. If you say he did all of that he did, he paid for what he wanted, so he can get what he wants. Hello?
Yes, hello?
I guess the caller is gone, honey.
I just think that sometimes when you talk about people giving it up, you have to have a valid reason. But if somebody's doing something to enhance themselves and they haven't gone overboard with it, but they feel like it's something that they wanted to do for themselves, give them their kudos, especially if they succeeded at it and it looks fabulous, you know, because everybody mm-hmm. can't pull off a good nose job. Everybody can't pull off a good chin. Everybody can't pull off good, cheekbones, you know. Everybody can't get pump right. But the girls need to pump right.
You talking about the girls to pump up and need to give it up, we'll be here for another 3 hours.
Yes.
Honey, because a lot of bitches.
Some people just aren't made, honey. They aren't made for doing certain things. Some girls just can't cut it in society as certain things. So they try to create themselves into a creation.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, God didn't agree with that.
Ooh. And they look like a fucking creation, a walking science project. Those are girls I think y'all should be calling in here and saying need to give it up, honey. It's
okay.
The ones that look like the science project.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have Joanne and Geneva anymore, so what do you expect?
So now the girls walking around looking like Michelin Man.
Hey, Callaghan Man. Oh, what has this ballroom come to?
A bloody crisis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to give my last word for the night, and then I'm going to call it a night. To thy own self be true. Everybody else take a number. Put God first, and you'll be okay.
Thank you all.
All right, good night.
Naima, would you like to have a closing remarks before we get up out of here?
Bitch. I see y'all love everybody, even my haters.
Okay, London.
Nighty night. I love everyone, even the ones that want to kill me.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary Aurora Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. I love y'all all for definitely tuning into the show. Girls, and I'm going to continue to say this. Do not get mad at London. Get mad at your friends. Get mad at your house members. Get mad at the people that's sitting right in front of you. Get mad at those people that's in y'all elite groups, not our elite group, but in y'all elite house groups that is getting y'all tea out and sending y'all tea to London. That's how y'all tea is getting out. Stop getting mad at London. Stop sending me messages telling me, oh, what they're going to do to London, and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. London's going to be at every ball right next to you, sitting right next to you, probably having a drink with you, keying with you and everything, and you're not even going to know it's London, Miss Thing, and you're going to mold the wrong motherfucking bitch, okay? But like I tell you, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, or whatever club you go out to tonight and you pick somebody up in the club, and London, this goes for you too. If you pick somebody up in a Vogue night tonight, please make sure you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll see y'all back here next.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Who interrupted me?
Oh, breaking news. There's pics of legendary Tony Zion naked around the webs.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get dressed and there's people interrupting me.
OMG. London, you are not playing with your room.
Lay.
London, you are not playing with your motherfucking room, honey. You said you're going to take the elite room down, Miss Thing, and you are not playing with it. Honey.
And I thank you.
Let me see. Let me compare. I'm going back and forth. I'm going to compare, honey, because, you know, I'm in the tea party, and I'm in London's room. So let me compare, honey.
Did you compare it?
No, yeah, I compared it. London had the picture up 4 minutes ago in her room, and the elite room had it up 2 minutes ago. Well, London, I think it's a battle. Oh, hold on. Now we got another caller. I was just doing my closing. 410-263, you're live on the air. 410-263, you're live on the air.
Oh, sorry, honey. Didn't mean to push the button.
Okay, thank you, honey. Okay, well, we're out of here, honey. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club you pick somebody up in tonight, please make sure you do wrap it up, honey. If they tell you they just want to stick their head in, Miss Thing, girl, don't fall for it, girl. They're trying to set you up, girl. Wrap it up. I love you all for loving me. And I'll be back in next week with the recap of the Detroit Awards Board and the Philly Awards Board. Good night.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Lisa.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice.